tuned to yesterday, showcasing programs from radio's golden age. Welcome, I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Comedy coming up in this hour. Later on, we hear Avalon Time with Red Skelton. But right now, The Henry Morgan Show. This ABC broadcast first played to an audience of over 8 million people on a Wednesday night at 10:30 with a parody of BBC game shows with co-star Arnold Stang.
This program is transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
The Henry Morgan Show?
From Hollywood, Eversharp, manufacturer of Eversharp Schick Injector razors and blades and famous Eversharp precision writing instruments, brings you The Henry Morgan Show, featuring Arnold Stang, Bernie Green and his orchestra, and a few surprises.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you. This is our last broadcast from Hollywood. Next week, we'll be doing our freezing in New York. And I'd like to say...
Oh, Henry, that... your friend from New York is here.
Oh, yes. Gerard. How are you, Gerard?
Hiya.
Well, you're going back to New York tomorrow. Bet you're pretty happy about it, aren't you?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Eh.
What do you mean, eh?
Eh means... Eh.
But, Gerard, you're going back to your New York. Aren't you excited?
What's to be excited?
What's to be excited? Gerard, are you trying to tell me you've finally fallen in love with Hollywood?
At the last minute.
What made you change your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, Hank. Yesterday morning, I was walking along here on Sunset Boulevard. All of a sudden, it started raining. It got cold.
So?
So I figured, what could I have in New York that I haven't got in Hollywood? Goodbye, Hollywood and Vine. Goodbye, La Brea Tar Pits.
Goodbye, La Brea Tar Pits. You yourself said it just smells of tar.
So what does the Bowery smell from? Gardenias?
But, kiddo, you're going back at the best time of the year. Christmas in New York. The lights, the snow, sleigh bells ringing.
Sleigh bells? Where? On the buses?
Well, think of the Christmas shopping on Fifth Avenue. You like Fifth Avenue, don't you, Gerard?
Well... It's all right, but a miracle mile it ain't.
But gee, I don't understand. Only a few weeks ago, you were laughing at the fact that they called a couple of blocks of stores the miracle mile.
Well, they gotta call it something. What's a nicer name for a street? Flatbush Avenue?
Flatbush Avenue, Gerard. Lexington Avenue. Columbus Circle. Times Square. Doesn't it make you think?
Yeah. Back to that dirty subway again.
Oh, Gerard, it's home. You're going home. You come into Grand Central Station. All your friends and relatives will be waiting to take you to your house. Isn't that exciting?
Nah. It worries me.
Why?
How are you all going to get into one taxi? Well... I gotta go home and start packing. I'll see you in New York, Hank.
Okay, Gerard. See you around.
Likewise.
The makers of the Eversharp Schick Injector Razor announced that since this razor changes blades automatically, it saves you time. And that's true. And the following people have saved time using it.
A man named Snag Werra shaved with an Eversharp Schick Injector Razor and saved 5 minutes.
Yes, he did. And Werris didn't know what to do with the 5 minutes. So he sat down and wrote the entire script for a motion picture called So This Is New York, starring Henry Morgan. This picture will be out around February. They will probably let me out in 5 years. Next case.
A man named H.H. Krubisch shaved with an Eversharp Schick Injector razor and saved 3 minutes.
Krubisch was real pleased with the razor. No fuss, no bother, no cut fingers. But he got his head caught in the medicine cabinet. For 2 weeks, his left ear has been full of aspirin. But this has nothing to do with the Eversharp shake, which saves you time. One reason I'm going to hate leaving Hollywood is that it's the only town I know of where fellas like Herman the Hermit can become millionaires. Herman the Hermit is a one-man band. He plays all this stuff here that's visible to the studio audience at any rate, and it's remarkable, in a way. If you please, Herman. Trevor McGee is going to get to dislike us. Hey, I tell you what we ought to do. Let's do a sketch. We could have a little fun doing a sketch. Let's do a sketch about... Hey, Gerard.
Yeah?
This is getting to be a real tin can type show, isn't it? Hey, Gerard, have you read any good books lately?
Huh?
Have you read any books?
Nah.
Why not?
Oh, why should I bother? If the book's any good, I'll see Mickey Rooney in the picture.
Oh, they should have taught you reading in school. The trouble with literature in school is, well, for example, Shakespeare writes a wonderful play, and what finally happens to it? Homework. Very often, you've seen this, lists of the 100 best books. You see that in papers all the time. People are always being asked, what are the 100 best books? And I always read them very carefully, the lists. So, tonight, we'll do a sketch about great books. This is really a high school education in 10 minutes. As a public service, we present...
Great books that hardly anybody reads. Tonight we present The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas, as told by the author himself.
I am Alexandre Dumas, 1802-1870. I went to my grave very famous, but dead. My father was a French general But he was not like American generals. He was poor. If you please. The Count of Monte Cristo is a story I wrote about Edmond Dantes, who is in much love with Mercedes. And one day, Edmond...
And I will be Edmond.
Edmond has very important message for Mercedes. So he says to her, Mercedes...
Yay?
Kiss me.
For why?
For because I am going away.
For why you are going away?
Because.
Well, at least you have a good reason.
I will tell you, but you must not breathe it to a soul. Promise.
For why?
Because. Because I carry a secret letter from Napoleon himself, which he gave me to deliver. For that man, I would gladly let down my life.
Really?
No. Is just a French way of saying he's a pleasant fellow. And while I am gone, my Mercedes, promise me you will not see my rival for your hand, Fernand. I do not trust that man.
Oh, why? He's a nice fellow.
Bah! Baba! He is so false. Yesterday, when he kissed me on both cheeks...
Yes?
He did not mean it. And be sure not to tell him about my secret letter from Napoleon.
For why?
Because.
I will not tell him, but Fernand, he will find out. He is a great policeman.
He is a policeman?
Of course. Everyone calls him Fernand the Bull.
In chapter 6, we find Edmond in the dark dungeon, all alone with just a little mouse. Edmond is bad off in a dungeon for the crime he committed. But think of the mouse, he did nothing. 2 years in the dungeon, no one to talk to but the warden. And all the warden is interested in is basketball. Baseball?
Baseball?
Time passes. Poor Edmond is unhappy. He knows all the players' batting averages, but he does not know what year it is. Till suddenly one day he hears...
Who is that? Is that the mouse?
Not exactly.
Then who is it?
It's me. For 2 long years, I've been digging a tunnel with my bare hands to get out of my dungeon. And guess where I ended up?
Where?
In your dungeon. I got such a terrible sense of direction.
But you're here, mon ami, another human being. Are you happier?
A lot, I care what dungeon I'm in. My name is Farrier.
Are you French?
Yeah.
But you do not talk like a Frenchman.
I know. I could never get that accent. What have you been doing here?
Well, all day, all I do, all day long, I talk to my mouse. I play with him.
You're lucky.
Why?
The mouse they gave me is a terrible bore.
Well, first tell me news of the outside world. What year is it?
I don't know.
Where is my emperor, Napoleon?
I don't know.
What do you know?
Only batting averages. Well, I gotta go back to my dungeon. I told him I'd be right back.
The warden?
No, the mouse. Goodbye.
Goodbye, mon ami. Don't be a stranger. Come over any time. I'm always in.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a wonderful story. We have not finished. Magnificent story. I must be genius. Anyway, Farrier gave Dantes all the valuable information he had about the outside world. I'm fascinated, Faria. Tell me more.
Well, her address is 222 Rue Montmartre, and there's for Suzette.
This talk about the outside world made Dantes desperate to escape, and they plotted together. Till one sad day in Chapter 12.
Faria, you look terrible. What is it?
Oh, nothing much.
But what is it?
It's just that I'm dying.
Oh, Faria, tell me you are making the joke.
I'm dying. He wants me to tell him jokes.
But, Faria, don't die. Don't leave me.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be here.
Good. Good.
But I'll be dead.
Faria, you'll get well. Promise me you will.
Pour way.
What did you say?
Pour way.
Faria, you've been seeing my Mercedes. Apologize or I'll kill you.
I apologize.
I accept. Now go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
You are dying, no?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Edmund, my friend, before I die, I have a big secret for you. Here is a map of a treasure on the island of Monte Cristo. Now that I am dying, it will be all yours.
Thank you, Faria, my friend. I will be happy to mourn for you.
But I think maybe I'll get well after all.
Oh, Faria, once you make up your mind, stick to it.
Well, all right, but just this once.
So he dies. All this story is so educational. Finally, Edmond escaped and sailed back to France to find his gorgeous Mercedes. And he says, ah, Mercedes, I am back. You are gorgeous. You must marry with me.
I cannot marry with you.
For with why?
For with, because I married with Edmond.
Oh, I hate that man. You will marry with me. I will kill him.
Oh, no, no, that is wrong.
It is?
Yes. First, you must kill him. Then I marry with you.
Nice point. Oh, Mercedes, for why you did not wait for me was only 14 years.
I waited.
You waited, but what about you and Fernand?
Well, I figure while I'm waiting, I might as well be married.
It's a wonderful story, eh? And now this is Alexandre Dumas saying
the end. Bernie Green made a very interesting discovery last week. He found an anvil that could sing soprano, and then he found anvils that were altos, tenors, and basses. You will now hear the anvil chorus. Thank you.
It's the contest of a lifetime, the sensational Eversharp Schick-Injector Razor Contest. Here's your chance to win a beautiful new $15,000 home, plus $2,500 cash to pay for your lot in landscaping. But that's not all. You also might win
a Buick Super Convertible Coupe.
A $4,000 natural wild mink coat by I.J. Fox.
A $450 RCA Victor television console.
100 sets of four B.F. Goodrich passenger car tires.
100 17-jewel Waltham watches.
100 RCA Victor table radios.
400 Kimberly Pocket pens by Eversharp.
300 Streamlighter cigarette lighters.
Simply finish this sentence in 25 words or less. I like the Eversharp Schick-Injector Razor best because...
That's all. Just finish this sentence in 25 words or less. I like the Eversharp Schick-Injector Razor best because... To enter, buy an Eversharp Schick-Injector Razor. With your entry, send in the printed instruction sheet that comes in the razor package. You may send in as many entries as you like, but each entry must be accompanied by the printed instruction sheet that comes with the razor. Entries will be judged on their originality and ingenuity. Remember, you're writing about the world's only razor with automatic blade changer. No blades to unwrap, nothing to take apart or put together. Your fingers never touch the blade.
Yes, your fingers never even touch the blade.
Tomorrow, buy your Eversharp Schick-Injector razor and 20 blades, $1.75 value, for only $1.25. Entries with instruction sheet attached must be received by midnight, December 13th. Judge's decision final, duplicate prices in case of ties. Winners will be announced over the air Wednesday, December 24th. That's Eversharp Contest, Box 189, New York City. Hurry, only 3 days left. Enter now.
By nobody.
I'm sorry that at home you don't get that joke, but you don't need it.
Listen. Did you did you ever notice that nothing is very simple anymore? Speaking of things, for instance, greeting cards. Do you know what's very significant? It used to be that when you wanted to send somebody, say an anniversary card, you went into a store and you bought a card that said "Happy Anniversary." Not anymore. Today they have 500 kinds of greeting cards. They have cards that say, "We hope you get well. We're glad you got well. We're sorry you didn't get well. We don't care whether you get well or not." Today, really, you can buy a card that says, "Congratulations on passing long division in the fourth grade." There's a "Send up more heat" card for your janitor. There's a "Aren't you glad you live in California" card that opens into an umbrella. Let's see what happens when a customer comes into one of these stores.
Good morning. Do you have any birthday cards?
My dear man, we have several thousand varieties. What did you have in mind?
Oh, just a card that says "Happy Birthday."
We don't carry those.
What kind have you got?
Well, let's see. We have cards for ants, acrobats, aviators, alligator trainers, brothers, boilermakers, babysitters, co-signers, workers in ball-bearing factories, people who live directly across the street, people who live diagonally across the street, people who live in glass houses, people who throw stones, people who don't live in glass...
No. It's just for a girl I know. I just want to say happy birthday.
Oh. How old is she? 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 and a half, 6, 6 and 7, 8, 7, 7.
She's 32.
Oh, dear, we don't go that high. I'll tell you what, why don't you buy 4 8-year-old cards?
Oh, no, that won't work.
Won't work. She can add, can't she?
Well...
I got a better idea. She's 32, is she?
That's right.
Well, why don't you take this card here for 2-year-olds and just write 30 in front of the 2?
Will it be appropriate?
Perfect.
Well, what does it say?
I'll read it. "You've got one tooth and you can say goo goo, and to think you're only 32. Isn't that lovely?"
I don't think she'll like it.
Well, why in the world not?
Well, for one thing, she has more than one tooth.
Well, you can change that number on the card. You know, Might make the card a little sloppy. Let's see if there isn't some category we can fit this girl into so we can send her a card. Not in jail, is she?
Why, of course not.
Too bad. We've got a little dandy here for people in jail. Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. I'm glad the jury only added 1 year to your age. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that is a dandy, all right, but this girl's never been in jail.
Never been in jail, huh? Have you got anything on her? Anything you can turn her in for?
Her birthday's tomorrow.
Oh, I haven't got time then. Let's see, try something. Let's see, here's one for bass fiddlers who play left-handed.
Oh, that won't fit.
Won't fit, eh? Why not?
Well, she doesn't play the bass fiddle.
Well, she can take lessons, can't she?
Look, she's not even left-handed.
Oh, this girl is impossible. You may have to stop going. I wouldn't see her anymore. Wait a minute, maybe this one will fit. You don't happen to be building a house for this girl, do you?
No, I just want to send her a birthday card.
That's pretty difficult. Look, why don't you wait a couple of days and send her one of these? I'm sorry I forgot your birthday.
But I didn't forget her birthday.
Oh, you'd like these. Here's one. I'm sorry I forgot your birthday, dear old pal of mine. Remember when you played left tackle, how we held that line? And when my head was flattened in, you were the first to pine. No, won't do. That's from a right guard to a left tackle.
Oh, please, mister. Just happy birthday.
Tell you what you better do. Take one of our all-purpose cards. They cover everything.
I'm listening.
Okay. It says, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, nice Columbus Day. Safe and sane July the 4th, sunny 1st of May. On Father's Day and Mother's Day and Sister's Day and Brother's Day and Arbor Day and Labor Day and Washington's birthday and that of Lincoln, you're the one of whom I'm thinking. I hope to see you full of mirth on this your happy --- birthday.
All right, I'll take it. How much?
$14.
$14? Why so much?
My dear friend, this card will last you a lifetime.
It's a sensation across the nation. The only woman's fashion razor ever created to make legs look more beautiful. Slicks away unwanted hair gently, safely. Handsome as the most beautiful compact. Designed in rich gold and white colors. With 10 blades, only $3.95.
Morgan will be on the same corner, but in New York, in front of the cigar store, again next week at the same time.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chick Injector Razors and Blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week, when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show. This is Jay Stewart saying goodnight for Eversharp.
The Henry Morgan Show came to you in a delayed broadcast by means of transcription. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
The Henry Morgan Show on Tuned to Yesterday, one of his well-known ABC broadcasts from November 19th, 1947. You're listening to an hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. Now, in that last broadcast, around 8 million people were tuned in to enjoy the comedy of Henry Morgan, and Red Skelton, who we'll hear next, is another matter. In the same year of that Morgan broadcast, Red was drawing 25 million listeners a week to his NBC program. What we'll hear next is one of Skelton's earlier broadcasts in his second year with Avalon Time. This NBC episode heard at 8:30 on a Wednesday night, drawing around 10 million people.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is Del King saying welcome to Avalon Time with Kirk Massey, Edna Stilwell, Jeanette, the Avalon Chorus, Bob Strong and his orchestra, and radio's red-headed ragamuffin, Richard Red Skelton. And now we come to the first trip of our Triple Alliance. Our red-headed headline hunter and his headline hokum. Here he is, that cocky correspondent who concocts curious scripts from the news quotes, that candid camera-eyed commentator creating porn from cross-current events, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And now for the news. We start off this evening with news fashions for the men. Men this fall are going to wear gay colors. The businessmen are going to wear red to match the books. I bought a new suit the other day. I wanted one of those kind with stripes, you know, the kind all the big bankers are wearing. So I went in one of those exclusive clothing stores, you know, the kind when a customer walks in, the door automatically locks. Well, anyhow, they didn't have any suits with stripes in them, so they just sold me a blue serge and gave me a piece of chalk. The Hollywood, California, Hedy Lamarr drops her handkerchief on Hollywood Boulevard. The streets are now closed for repairs. Here's some more news about Hollywood. An actor and an actress are reported to have been happily married for a week and a half. Someday they're going to carry that publicity stuff too far. Political news, Philadelphia. A proposed presidential candidate for 1940 refuses to be considered for the election. He says, who wants the job? The president of the day is just a 3-cent stamp of tomorrow. politics is great stuff, though. A farmer down in Kansas has gotten so many loans from the government that he can only milk his cows now with a political pull. Ten explorers leave for the South Pole. See, they get the same effect by staying and going to a movie theater. Boy, those movie theaters really have cooling systems. It's so cold in the theater next door to my house. Yesterday, someone opened the side door and 14 sparrows left for Florida. I like those theaters. I go to a theater every day up to the house where I live. In fact, I have to. That's where we keep the butter. A man 108 years old marries a woman 65. He'll probably have to bring Niagara Falls to see them. Chicago, Illinois. 300,000 people listened to Lawrence Tibbett sing in the rain. I was down there the other night. While he was singing from the Barber of Seville, a bolt of lightning came along and gave me a close shave. Well, I guess that takes care of the news for tonight, so I think I'll stumble out and let lovely Jeanette trip in with Oh, You Crazy Moon. Sing it pretty, Jeanette, but pretty...
That I was through. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say that it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon. Broke my heart. Oh, there they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Crazy moon, you broke my heart.
Comes now the slice of life, a short playlet about things that happen in everyday life. As the scene opens, we find a young couple at a college dance. Edna Stilwell plays the part of a beautiful co-ed. Red Skelton plays the part of something in a boy's size. Listen.
Gee, I could dance with you like this forever.
Don't you want to improve?
Tell me, Richard, why do you always stand in one place when you dance?
Well,
why don't you move around?
I want to save money.
You want to save money?
Yeah, I rented this tuxedo for the mile.
Well, you look very well in it.
Thanks.
I certainly like those trousers.
You do?
Yeah. The first pair of pants I've seen with the knees in the back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gee, you ought to be able to dance better than that. I heard that last week you won the jitterbug contest.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a jitterbug.
Neither did I until somebody mistook my back pocket for an ashtray. Well, the music stopped playing. Shall we stop dancing?
Yeah. Step down.
Yeah. Hey, let's go out on the porch. Here comes the campus Romeo. He thinks all the girls are nuts about him. Come on.
I think he's wonderful.
Yeah, what's he got that I can't get on the installment plan?
Wait, I want to meet him.
Oh, all right. Hey, Roger. Edna, this is Roger Jones.
Hello, darling.
Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, you two know each other?
No, but why waste time?
Hey, you're a cute little dish.
Come on and break it up, Roger. This ain't dish night.
Say, I like that dress you have on.
Thanks. I got this dress at a bargain sale. And you know, it's a funny thing. Another girl wanted it, too. We both grabbed it at the same time.
Yeah, and the half you got looks very well on you.
Yes, sir, I really like that color.
Thanks. I think the dress brings out my eyes.
Yeah, mine, too.
What are you going to do now, Icky? Ask her for a date?
Nah, I'm going to ask you for that buck you borrowed from me yesterday.
Oh, well, gee, I should. Didn't I pay that back yet? Well, I'll take care of it now. You don't have a checkbook, do you?
Sure, right here.
Yeah. Well, do you have a fountain pen?
No, but you'll find the ink over there in the writing room.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Well, don't go away, Edna. I'll be right back. It'll only take a minute.
Say, what's a nice kid like you doing with a guy like that? Haven't you heard the rumor that's going around about him?
Heard it. I started it.
Hey, listen, why don't you ditch that guy and let you and me go to a nightclub, huh?
Okay, but I promised Richard I'd let him drive me home. Here he comes. Pretend we were talking about class.
Right.
So I said to the
professor... Well, here you are, fella. My personal check for a dollar. But do me a favor, will you? Don't cash it for a couple of weeks or I'm ruined. Say, Edna, a gang is going to the nightclub. Would you like to go?
Well, yes. Roger, let Richard drive me over in his car to the dormitory to get my coat.
Yeah.
Then I'll duck out the back way and meet you in the alley.
Okay, it's a date.
Come on, Edna.
Okay, where's your car?
This way. It's stacked up outside. Oh, there it is. Ain't that pretty? That's a 1912 Saxon.
A Saxon?
Yeah.
Which end do you blow? What a car. Has it got a radio?
No, I can't afford a radio.
Well, gee, I want to hear some music.
Well, get in. Maybe we can pick up some gypsies.
Will you drive me over to the dormitory? I want to get my coat.
Yeah, well, hold on. Here we go.
Hey, have you got good brakes on this thing?
Sure. All you got to do when you want to stop is press down on the front fender. Uh-oh. I think I've got a flat tire.
Well, that makes us even.
Look, you only live a block from here. I'll drive down and fix the tire while you're getting your coat. I got to get those brakes fixed. Well, here we are. I'll change the tire.
Okay, I'll go in and get my coat. I'll be right out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Gee, I wish I had a new tube. I guess I'll just have to blow up some bubble gum. Boy, she's been in there 3 hours. What's she doing, making that coat? Hey, Edna. Edna. I'm going to sneak in no man's land and see what's keeping her. Boy, if anybody catches me in here, my college days are over. Oh, boy, the door's unlocked.
Just a minute, young man. What are you doing in here? Don't you know this building is for girls only?
Yes, I do, but Yes, but you see, I just arrived in town, ma'am, and I'd like to see my sister.
Your sister?
Yes, ma'am, my sister. I just wanted to tell her I was in town.
Who is your sister?
Why, Edna Stillwell. I'm her brother, Richard Stillwell.
Well, Edna is your sister.
Yes, ma'am.
My, I'm so glad to know you.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry we haven't met before.
Oh, well, thank you. May I ask who you are?
I am Edna's mother.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, good night.
And now Bob Strong and the Avalon Orchestra in Bob's own arrangement of An Apple for the Teacher. It's time for the third trip in our Triple Alliance, the send-out skeleton service. Would you like the day off from your business or profession? Then give us a ring and we'll send out skeletons while you send out for some aspirin. We now take you to his office where Edna Stillwell is acting secretary and Skelton is acting screwy, as usual.
Hello, this is the send-out skeleton service. You take the trip, we'll send the drip. What's that? You want to go out for the evening and you want Skelton to mind the baby? Okay, goodbye.
Oh, boy, another just... Hey, you mean I got to look after one of those little pink things tied up in ribbons with no hair?
Don't look so scared. After all, you were a baby once yourself.
How do you know? I mean,
And you were a lazy little baby, according to your mother.
What do you mean I was a lazy baby?
Well, she said you were even too lazy to shake your rattle. You just let it lay on your tummy and wait till you got hiccups.
I did not. Well, a job's a job, so I'm off to bounce the baby.
Here's the address. Yeah. And wait a minute. I want to pin these on your lapel.
Oh, flowers?
No, safety pins.
Yeah. Oh, wait, and I don't think I ought to take this. I'll put him to sleep. With my fist, I'll give him a buff. Yep, I guess it's the house. Gee, it's all lit up. Kind of reminds me of my uncle. Well, here goes.
Yes?
Is there a baby in the house?
That's my business.
Well, I've come to mind your business.
Oh, you're Skelton, huh? Well, yes. Come right in. Now, here's my baby boy.
Gee, he's a cute little guy, isn't he? Looks just like you.
You're looking at him upside down. Now, my wife thinks I'm minding a baby, but this is the night I play poker, see? And I'm in a hurry. Now, the baby's bottle's in the icebox, and if he gets colic, give him paregoric. And, the diety man will be around, too. And if he cries, you'll figure out what to do. So long.
Well, imagine me having to take care of a baby. Hello, little dribble foot. Come on, let's get acquainted. Now, you don't want to be a crybaby and make keep people awake all night, do you?
No.
I wonder who that is. Oh, it's probably the diety man. Come in. Why, you the diety man?
Well, I ain't a three-quarter fast presser.
Achilles, the diety man.
Oh, goodness, yes, Mr. Skelton. I'm a D-man. I'm an instructor, too. I go around teaching fathers all about what they call the infernal triangle. You teach them? Oh, heavens, yes. After all, I know babies backwards. Yeah. But what are you doing here, Mr. Skelton?
Oh, I'm taking care of this baby. And he's as good as gold. Wasn't he?
Well, I gotta go now, Mr. Skelton. I'm working on a new invention, a dighty with a zipper.
Yeah?
And if it works, every father will be a quick change artist.
Hey, well, wait a minute. I may need some help around here, Herky. Oh, now, quiet. No, 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 no. Let's see. I'll take this pin out over here. Take this one out over here.
Well, bless my event. He's cute.
Here, hand me one of those, Herky. Or maybe you better put it on.
Oh, goodness, Mr. Skelton. I can't help you. I see they don't use the triangle style.
You mean I gotta do it myself?
Yes.
Square, huh? Well, let's see. Well, this one up here on the shirt. Here's one on the outside. Oh, gee, I stuck my finger. How'd that look, Herky?
Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Skelton. But where are his legs?
That's funny. They were there a few minutes ago. Hey, maybe I should have folded it. Well, I ain't going to try it again. That's a cinch. Hey, maybe he's got colic. His old man said if he got colic, to give him a pair of something. Oh, yeah, Goric. He said if he got colic, to give him a pair of Goric.
A pair of Goric? Yeah. Why, I never heard of them. Well, when I got colic, Mom used to give me some brandy and a little warm water.
She did? Look, I'll go see if I can find some brandy. See if you can amuse him, Herky. Maybe there's some out in the kitchen here.
All right. Kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitchy-kitch Oh, well, I know what'll stop you. Watch me while I stand on my head.
Look, baby. Oh!
Oh, my goodness gracious. The china closet, the floor lamp, and the goldfish bowl. Well, at least it stopped him from crying. Now, I ain't gonna do that again. Wait, I'll sing something for you, baby. And for goodness sake, laugh when I sit down at the piano.
Oh, please, oh, baby. Hasta mio. Hasta mio.
Well, maybe I scared the poor thing to death. Good heavens, Mr. Skelton. Just when I had him quiet.
Oh, I tripped over the kitchen cabinet. Hey, I couldn't find any brandy. You think he could go for a little slug of gin?
Well, I don't know. I suppose it ought to be all right.
How much shall I give him?
Well, let's see. I can't remember just what Mom gave me. It was either a teaspoonful mixed in with a glass of water or a spoonful of water mixed in with a glass of brandy.
Sounds more logical. It was a glass of brandy to a teaspoonful of water.
Yes, I guess that's it.
Only we're going to have to use gin. Well, yes? Here's a glass of gin. We'll give him the water later for a chase. Now, hold still, baby.
Oh, look, look out, Mr. Skelton. He'll knock it out of your hand.
Oh, gee, the rest of the gin spilled, too. Skysh all over me, you and the baby.
Oh, my. Well, I guess maybe we better both sing to him.
And it's my uncle used to sing a song, put himself to sleep with it. Sweet Adeline, I think it was.
Sweet Adeline? Well, I know that song.
You know, come on, let's sing it.
Sweet Adeline. Sweet Adeline.
Heavenly, my baby! And what are you two doing in my house?
Are you the baby's mother?
Yes, I am. And what do you two mean by coming to my house and getting intoxicated?
Oh, we just intoxicated. Who, me? Us?
Do you deny it? Empty gin bottle. You reeking with the smell of it. House wrecked and singing that awful song. Help, please!
Now, wait a minute, lady. Take it easy. We've been drinking. Honest, we haven't. The baby knows we haven't. Hey, baby, tell your mom we didn't touch a drop. Go on, tell her we're only trying to keep you quiet, will you?
Bless you, school boy. How do you expect me to talk when I'm only 6 months old?
Well, Dell, a few more hunks of time and the networks will be playing an identification tag.
That's right, and we'll be it.
Yeah, say, Dell, I don't like to bring this up, but have you been going around saying that I'm uneducated?
No, not at all, Red. I merely said that your spelling is original.
Oh, well, that's different.
Oh, what's the use? Good night, folks. See you next week. Bye.
Avalon Time with Red Skelton on Tuned 2 yesterday from August 26th, 1939 on NBC. And that wraps up this hour of comedy on Tuned 2 yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden age. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levenier. It's been a pleasure.